Welcome to 3 Minute Lesson. This week's theme, Government Policies, Part 2. Today's topic, citizenship. Being a citizen of a country is a type of legal agreement between an individual and a country. Being a citizen can have many benefits and drawbacks. For example, citizenship may grant someone the right to vote in elections, receive benefits like welfare or healthcare, while some demand duties like compulsory military service. Citizenship has existed at least since ancient Greece. The Romans famously granted citizenship to conquered lands to reduce animosity. Today, citizenship is largely dependent on current country boundaries, which still sometimes change. There are several ways one may acquire citizenship. One way is by simply being born in a certain country, regardless of whatever citizenship the parents hold. In the United States and 30 other countries like Australia, South Africa, Egypt, and Jamaica, simply entering the world in that country is enough for citizenship. Other countries will grant citizenship if a parent or some other close blood relative holds citizenship in that country. This means that someone can be born somewhere else and never even step foot inside the country they are a citizen of. This is how citizenship primarily works in France, Japan, Italy, and Thailand. Other countries, like the United States, also include this as a way to gain citizenship. In most cases, this allows someone to have dual citizenship. Other ways someone may gain citizenship is through naturalization or marriage. For naturalization, someone must typically live in the country for years, and they may or may not need to relinquish their original citizenship before acquiring the new one. For example, the United States requires 5 years of permanent residency before one can apply for citizenship. In Argentina, it is 2 years. In Bhutan, it is 20 years. For a small number of countries like Cyprus, Montenegro, Dominica, Cambodia, and Turkey, you can purchase citizenship, often by buying land or investing in businesses in those countries. How much will it cost? A minimum of $100,000, but can be upwards of several million. How many citizenships can someone theoretically have? 10 or 12 could be realistically feasible, but theoretically, someone could have over 100 citizenships. What is the minimum number? You might think it is 1, but it is actually 0. About 12 million people around the world are considered stateless and have no citizenship. This can arise in several ways that we will have to cover on another episode because the time is up. This has been your 3-minute lesson. See you on Friday.